on the farms. Until about 1820, the moire spectacle-making industry developed in equal measure, not only in the forges, the nail mills, the clock-making workshops, and the enameling works in the town, but also on the farms in the surrounding countryside. This pre-industrial method of spectacle production, characterized by farming out work, was known in the region as établissage. It was typical of mountain regions and consisted of a town-based manufacturer who shared out the work among local farmers and other independent workers. In front of you, on the pedestal, are models of the region's two most emblematic manufacturing sites. One shows a house, a farm workshop typical of the highlands of the Jura. It is a traditional house with stone walls and a hip roof. The main facade of the house is punctuated with a series of small windows. Access to the barn usually took the form of an inclined structure, often built in stone and covered in earth and grass, which was known as le pont de grange, literally, the barn bridge. However, the feature is absent from this model. Inside the building, a large central corridor separated the stable from the human accommodation. The latter included the spectacle-making workshop. Mornings and evenings on the farms were devoted to looking after the animals, while the remainder of the day saw the whole family involved in the work of making spectacle frames. This secondary activity provided a welcome supplement to the farmer's income, especially in the winter months. Glasses frames continued to be made in farm workshops until the mid-1980s.